What's going on, my podcast family? Welcome back to a new episode of No One's Knowing. New season. Matter of fact, new season. Starting over right now. No, seriously, though. Thank you all so much for tuning to another episode of No One's Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in to another episode. Man. Where do I start? Where do I end? All in between, man. Life has been great. A lot of transitioning has been happening, and that's one of the reasons I kind of shut down recording for a while. Actually, that's not the reason. Let me stop lying to you all. That's not the reason I stopped recording. Yes, life happens. Transitions happen. I'll be honest, man. I have been terrified to get behind this camera, to record, to put out anything. I've been in a very interesting space in a sense of really unpacking and establishing what it means to really be myself and be authentic in the space of social media. I think I found myself in a lot of spaces of comparison lately, and I have to be honest with myself that I needed to take a step back. But I also am learning that I am one of my own worst critics. I have been like that for a long period of my life, and as I get into this new space of doing the things that I love to do, to almost being done being a therapist, or not almost done being a therapist, almost done to officially become a therapist. I know that a lot of the work that I'm going to do is going to be centered around helping others, whether that's kids, families, you know, things of that nature. And I have to be honest with myself to understand that, you know, everybody's journey with healing, understanding themselves, really comes in its own wave and time, but also a lot of self-actualization is really important. And I had to really sit there and be honest with myself in the space that I'm in and not try to force it, not try to fake it, not try to do any of that. And in the midst of all that, I have learned a lot about myself and continue to learn a lot about myself. And I know one thing about me is that I am very consistent when it comes to the work that I do, but also my consistency can also be in the area of procrastination. If I'm not feeling inspired, if I'm in my head a lot, I don't find ways to push past that. And I really am trying to make a valiant effort to continue to do that, because I think that what I provide to this world is something. I think anything that we provide in this world is meaningful. And I want to continue to do that in this way, in my own journey. And I learned that a lot of my anxieties with things is because I'm not pushing the envelope upon myself that I know I'm capable of doing. So essentially what today's episode is going to be about is preparing yourself to stop being afraid of your own potential. Yes, stop being afraid of your own potential, because there's one thing that is very true. Our potential is endless. And to be the person that you want to be, that you desire to be, you have to let go and shed the old things of yourself to propel moving forward. I can be honest and say that one of my biggest flaws or knocks of myself is that, not that I'm always anxious, is that I'm always kind of sitting in the past and really taking like a deep dive on how I can do things better. I could have did this better. I should have did this better. How I could have did something better. And I'm learning that it's a real big hindrance that's hindering me from just actually taking the actionable steps to move forward, to really propel myself into being the person that I know that I want to be, that I desire to be. And I hope that, you know, as you think about your own life, as you reflect on your own life and the steps that you would like to take moving forward, then that's not one of the things that is holding you back, is fear of moving forward, fear of growing, fear of change, right? Taking that step and embracing the changes that come with it. Because the truth is, any path that we take is going to go a multitude of different ways. But one thing that we often don't like to admit is that we actually do have a lot of influence in our paths and how they're going to go, which way they're going to go, the routes we can take, because of our ability to make decisions with that. And when you make those decisions, you can make your path go so many different ways, and you have to have the confidence and the faith that it's all going to work itself out. I've said it many times before. I know you've heard it from many other people on social media or anywhere else in your life, that we are dynamic beings. Everything that we do will connect itself one way or the other. We just have to keep going and not get so fixated on the thought that if we don't do it, if we only do it this way, it's only going to work out this way. And that's not the case at all. It's never been the case. There's many routes to get to one place, and it's just staying current in that space. Because when it comes to your potential, again, I think that's one of the reasons why it hinders us to take that step forward in unlocking our potential is, again, that fear of the path of taking those steps. I think that's something that I would challenge anybody to think about and to do, is to take out a list. Write out a list of all the things that you would like to do. I've seen this before on a TED Talk. And you think about all the fears that you have around the way. So think about all the things you would like to do. Write down all your fears, all the things you're afraid of. I don't care if it's spiders. I don't care if it's fear of dogs. And then make another column and ask yourself, how do these fears affect my potential and who I am? And when you start to think about it, while some of our fears could be true or be linked in with some sort of trauma in the past, a lot of our fears are irrational because there's no evidence that we can see of these fears happening, or our minds have become so fixated on that fear that it's turned into a belief that if we took that step, if we did this thing, that it's going to happen the way that our mind sees it as. And that's one of the funniest things I learned last night as I had a moment was like, dude, you're psyching your own self out with something that you haven't even done yet, right? I can admit, me setting up this podcast, me trying to do all these different things, I will look at it day in day. I'm like, okay, today's the day I'm going to record again. Today's the day I'm going to record again. And the day will go by, and I'm in my bed at night wondering what went wrong. What is stopping me from getting back to this space that I truly love and I truly care about? And it's just a fear of just not getting it right, per se. And not getting right, unfortunately, in this space or anything with opinions is based off of numbers, metrics, likes, comments, feedbacks like that. And again, that's not the crowd I feel like I should be chasing. You know, I learned that, you know, if one person likes this is good enough for me, right? Of course, who doesn't want the brand deals? Who doesn't want to be acknowledged for what they do? But I'll be serving the wrong thing in that case, and I'll be serving myself. And not to make this a religious-based thing, but I think one of the things that's really been really important to me as of late is really trying to find myself with God. And I've said it before, but seriously, I think you get tired of the cycle of trying to figure it out your own way. It is exhausting. I am at that point. I am at wit's end. I have to put it in God's hands. I really do. And that doesn't mean that, you know, regardless of what you believe in, I think we do have to put it in things above ourselves to really get to the place that is really important for us moving forward. Because the moment that we stop trying to serve ourselves and try to serve others, I truly think that's when our purpose shines the brightest. I truly think when we get more clarity in our life, I truly think that is when we find the most peace and abundance and all the great things that we're looking forward to. So please stop trying to do everything yourself, because it does not work out in the same way. Lastly, you are important. Your potential is endless. Get out your own way, and everything will work out in its own way best. I appreciate y'all. Just something quick for the week, man. Hopefully this can get you through your day. Again, our potential is defined by the choices that we make and not by the fears that we have in our head. So with that being said, I appreciate y'all so much. Until next time, I will see y'all soon. Peace.